Praise the good Lord. I am so thankful that the gospel is being spread. Looked like I knocked this over, sister. What I needed to do. Huh? Be okay? All right. And I really believe that hopefully the Lord will use his church more and more as the days come closer to his return. And the truth of his peace. And that's what I want to share a little bit about today. There's a lot of people running around today's circle claiming that, you know, either peace is not here or it's about shortly to come. And it's like all their answers are based on the actions of man and the actions of countries. And I think that's probably the wrong way of looking at it. Because we need to concentrate on peace inside. And the whole world could fall apart, but we can still have peace inside. Amen. But if we don't have peace inside, the whole world will creep in and destroy the fellowship, the communication that we have with the Prince of Peace. Doesn't mean we're going to go to eternal damnation, but there is a hell internally when we follow our flesh and we follow Ishmael and his lost service mother Hagar. Probably the most descriptive part of my life as a testimony is that it's been a process of giving up my works, which doesn't bring peace. It's a turmoil. It's a stormy sea that varies depending on what comes into my life in terms of information and all. And I don't like to refer to my past, but when I flew in the Gulf War, it wasn't a time of peace. But yet, at the same time, I felt like, and I'm sure Brother Marty can say the same thing, he was making the weapons of war and I was flying them. And now I look back on my life and I'm thinking, wow, I thought that was important. It's not. And it's like, I guess the older you get, you maybe like Paul, you say, that's dumb. You know, but nevertheless, I had the opportunity to serve the country, but yet I don't really care about that anymore. I really believe that my attempt to figure it out doesn't mean anything. You know, who's the Antichrist? Who's the false prophet? Who's this? Who's that? What this country is going to do and that country is going to do. Right now we're on the verge of World War III. If things just boil over, but yet that's not what I'm really wanting to talk about, but there's an element of which our human nature is not at peace. And our human nature is at war with our Isaac, the son of promise. And there's a lot of verses, and today I want to share a few trying to talk about the peace that should be inside. And first of all, you got to have the right doctrines of understanding of how God saves his people, or there will not be any peace internally. That doesn't mean you're not going to eternal, or rather to a heaven. That means that your fellowship, your communication, everything's in turmoil. Because there's nothing that's soothing and really helping you and I in our walk when we seek at outside. It's like, it's kind of strange. You live your life as a young person, everything's on the outside. All the pleasures, all the you know, acquiring money and fame and fortune. Now I kind of reverse course and go inside. And those things that take care of themselves. In Isaiah 57, 19 through 21, it says, I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace, To him that is far off and to him that is near, saith the Lord, I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. But we have a wicked person inside us, so let's not start beating up on everybody else when we need to maintain that inward look, and the kingdom of God's inside of us. Thy kingdom come in earth, not on earth, but in earth. The on-earth peace is not going to be there. This world's going to end in hell on earth, I believe, and we're going to have to go through it. Many of us sitting here may lose our lives when that system of Revelation 13 and 17 comes about, and one world governance and the Holy Spirit releases Satan to do what he wants. He hates God's children. He hates the Son of Man. He hates the whole human race. And he wants to insert himself above God. There's no peace in that. Matthew 5:9 says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. That's what I'd like to be, as a peacemaker. And we need to pray for our leaders. But not to put the United States on top. We shouldn't be bullying the rest of the world. We need to start learning to get along. But I'm afraid we're getting into areas where the forces of hell are going to bring us against each other. But that's not my message. But we got to be ready for that. Many people have said you need to have an immediate plan when things go bad. Just like Jesus said, when you see the abomination of desolation, to head out. Don't go back and get your coat. That's not my message. My message is, how can we forget about all the noise on the outside and go inside and find peace? So I woke this morning with a little time on my hand, and I was looking up some of these verses that deal with peace as this world seems to be falling apart. I really am happy inside, blessed. I'm full of joy. I'm not full of turmoil. And I pray that I'm not like it says that on that verse, that the waters are cast up like mire and dirt and there's no peace. We should have that. And we have the truth of how God saves his people, and we need to share that. I was talking with two people this morning about this subject, and I had so much fun. You know, it's like we have so many opportunities to share the peace that we have internally. And it's not something I hope it's not something I've created and I can package and give it to you for a price. I'm not, silver and gold we shouldn't have. It's the peace that's inside of us that I believe is born of God, and we need to be able to be instructed in it and teach it and live it. And today being Father's Day, we got a better father than our own fathers, and I'm thankful for that. In Isaiah 14:12-15, the author of confusion, the father of lies, the one who wants to trick everybody, put everybody in delusion, saying peace, peace, peace. He's trying to preach peace. Why? Because ultimately he wants to take over. And that is the trap. If they do away with money, cash, and we're in a system where it says you got to participate or else you're going to be cut off, so be it. I'm ready to die. I'm ready to go to heaven, even in light of the cancer that I believe the Lord has healed me from. This has been hard. 5 years of dealing with the fact that I could die. Now it's like I can still die. But I'm at peace with that. I'm thankful for that. But Satan says, or rather, the Word of God says in Isaiah 14, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart five things. And by the way, our old nature says these five things. I will ascend into heaven. Well, how are you going to do that? You're going to say a sinner's prayer? You're going to do something to get something? Well, if that were true, you would be ascending into heaven both in time and eternity, but it's not possible. Satan wants to tell you that you can be as God. You can do all things yourself. You can't do nothing. I can't do anything. And I'm so grateful. That brings peace in my heart that I'm totally dependent. And the world doesn't teach you that. You own your body. You need to seize the moment and do what you can. Grab all the gusto you can. Man, that's turmoil. And we need to renounce that. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Satan's already lost. When Jesus was resurrected at 3 p.m. the ninth hour, and he said, "It is finished," Satan's done. His head is stamped, wounded, and he's just awaiting his sentencing at the final judgment when Jesus Christ is going to sentence him to the lake of fire with the Antichrist, with the false prophet, with the unjust. And there's going to be a great sickle. There's going to be a separation of the wheat and tares. We're wheat unto God. And I believe that we're going to be taken off this earth. There's not going to be a future thousand-year reign of Christ. We're ruling and reigning as kings and priests right now, according to Revelation 1, 5 through 6. So while we got our head in the future that's not going to happen, or Israel's going to build another temple, what? And the sacrifices are coming back? The red heifer is going to be discovered? All those are lies. Satan is trying to make it where peace is going to come. At the efforts of mankind, it's lies. It's lies. We are living in the millennial reign of Christ right now. And that kingdom is inside righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So we need to run away from Satan. When Jesus was tempted after 40 days of fasting, he says, "If you're the Son of God." I mean, that was a trick. He knew he was the Son of God, but didn't do him any good. He was attacking his humanity, but he didn't say, if you're the Son of Man, do these things. But that's what he was operating in for 33 and a half years with a full measure of the Holy Spirit, and he defeated Satan as a man. A perfect man, and we now have a brother in heaven that's sitting at the right hand of the Father, ruling with an iron rod. Thankful. I need a rod right on me to, you know, I love my little border collie. Sometimes we need to be herded through the gate and be right with God. And the only way we can do that is to acknowledge who Jesus Christ is the Son of Man. We need to eat of him and drink of him. Even our communion should picture his life, what he paid, what he did. And we need to meet together and worship the one who paid our price. And Satan is done. I mean, he's just... The Lord is allowing him to run roughshod, or whatever that word is. Roughshod. He's allowing him to do the things just like he God allowed Satan to attack Job. But one day, he's going to let him go. And what's Satan going to do? He's going to use mankind. He's going to use artificial intelligence. He's going to use everything he can to come against Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. And We don't need to have that unpeace. We need to be founded in peace. And if we lose our life, so be it. So be it. And so that's where I want to be. I looked up the word "and peace" in the Bible, and there were 44 times, I believe, that it was mentioned just in the New Testament. And they were mostly by Paul and the other apostles. I want to just read a few and then I'll close. It says in Romans 1:7, to all that be in Rome, could be all that be here, all know her, beloved of God, called to be saints, called, grace to you and peace from our God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:2, it says, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul uses this expression a lot. Well, what are you talking about, Paul? All the things that the Lord blessed him to do, I believe, was say, go look inside and see what you see. And there's no peace in the old nature, and there's peace in the new nature. So he says, grace be unto you. When you really know who you are in Jesus Christ and what he purchased and paid, when he said, it is finished, Father, in thy hands I commend my spirit, went away, came back to prove he had risen and defeated death, and had the power to raise his own body, stayed 40 days and was with us and ate, walked through walls. Wow, man, we got a great brother. Amen. I'm looking really forward to meeting him personally. And all of us should be. But we could have that fellowship now, I believe. And I really want that. So over and over, Paul's saying, 1 Thessalonians 1:1, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians 1:2, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. He uses the same phrase, by the way. 1 Corinthians 1:3, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:2, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And some of the other apostles are using this same line of thinking. Philippians 1:2, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. I could go on and on. I can't read 44 of them. But they're all there saying, don't look outside, look inside. The peace is inside our new man, not in the old nature, because that's the one that's trying to say, I will do things. I'll do things by myself. Jesus, thank you very much. You made it available. Now I got to agree with it and ask you to come in. That's so arrogant. I mean, it's like, but that's the way I live. For years to 25 until I heard an old Baptist tell me, Michael, it doesn't matter and you'll never know. And it's like, my mind just took a paradigm shift thinking, I don't have to do anything. That doesn't mean I don't want to do something. It means I can lay down my works, my filthy rags, and now believe in Jesus Christ has done it all. And that man, 15 years later, Bill Caraway in Oklahoma City, baptized me at Crossroads. I had him come to Crossroads and he baptized me. And then Brother Don Ferris comes along and he starts talking to me about a warfare. Well, I knew that intuitively there's something going on, but I had no idea, you know, of nuts and bolts to what's going on. And he worked with me for 7,000 hours, I calculate. Being an engineer, I like to calculate. About 7,000 hours we talked. And before that, I was baptized 6 times in Southern Baptist Church, trying to do something, get something. I will figure this out. I will ascend. I will do. And you see, there's no peace in that. And so I'm so thankful. That's my testimony. Each of us have a testimony of how peace was brought. But now it's our job to go share it with other people. And that's what I hope. Revelations 1:4-8, and I'll get close to finishing here. It says, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead. By the way, he came, he suffered our eternal damnation spiritually, was cut off by his Father for 3 hours, and he rose from that death, and 3 days later, he rose physically. So right now, we are all here, I believe in my heart, all risen once. We got another rising coming at the second coming of Christ. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. So let's not let Satan take our peace. He wants us to go outside, get a better house, get a better car, get a better this, get a better that. We need to maybe do a little housekeeping inside, and I believe the only way to do that is by saying, new man, I want you to grow up in the Word of God, and by the way, the new man saying that, and read the Word of God, and to love others. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love thy neighbors thyself. We're not doing that in the world, for sure. So don't let Satan take our peace from us and give us false peace. So I'm going to close and just thank our good Lord for giving one of the fruit of the Spirit is peace. Are we living that? Are we growing fruit of out of our new nature of all those fruit? I hope so. And that's what I want. I'm not trying to condemn anyone because I'm preaching to myself. And I need so much the peace of God inside. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for coming and giving us peace. Although you came and gave a sword also, and it you can divide and separate our old nature and our new nature. You can send away that Ishmael and his lost service mother, and we're grateful for that. We need to do it many times a day. Please come and give us peace inside, and then maybe that peace will grow to those around us as fathers in homes. Maybe if we start living like we should, we would have peace at home, and we would have peace in our city, our country, and the world. But we know that Satan is against us, and we're not going to worry about him. He's done. Christ is victorious forever. He won when he said, "It is finished," and I am so thankful. Sound, we need to go and look inside and see what presents and gifts he's given us inside in the new man. Thank you, Jesus, for doing that for us. And we want to see you again. And we want to, in the meantime, fellowship with you while we're here on this earth. Please help this nation, Lord. I don't know what the answer is other than I know you're going to, nothing's going to take you by surprise. It's not that we're going to try to solve the world's problems. We need to solve our own problem internally and go inside and seek the peace that you've given us. Please bless those that have been mentioned. Please bless the rest of the service. And we thank you so much for giving us that peace. In Jesus' name, amen.